You're listening to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden.
So give us a little bit of background here. What made you get into the financial services world? How long you've been doing it? And why are you so passionate?
So, you know, I actually got into this business just by accident. I was, you know, attending school at Rutgers University. And one of my brother's friends worked for Prudential, and part of the, he was a manager there, and part of his job was bringing in new recruits, mm-hmm. where he'd fill the desk and basically told me, he goes, Kev, you know, I need you to come in because I need to meet my quota and all this, and just come in. You don't have to show up every day. It's once a month type of thing. Just come for the meetings, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I actually started to get involved with the business a little bit and learn the business, and then kind of snowballed from there because I enjoyed, you know, going. I'm a real people guy, right? So I enjoyed mm-hmm. going out. Back in those days, Jess, we used to go around. They called it a debit book, where you used to go around and see the people at their homes. And I enjoyed going to meeting people. That's kind of, you know, what I really liked about the job. And, you know, I had some success. I started doing well. And then the next thing you know, I learned about the industry, and I learned about being an independent advisor as opposed to working for a company like the Prudential, right? Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that company. They do have some good products, but they don't have the best of the best products. Whereas on the independent side, which I love, I'm able to use any product that's out there in the marketplace. No one's telling me I have to stay within, you know, the company boundaries. So if we want to investigate, or we want to use a certain product, an annuity product, a life insurance product, an ETF or a stock, we can do that. So mm-hmm. I just really enjoyed what I was doing. And then I started having success. I started seeing my rewards, you know, where people were able to retire comfortably, or allow them to get the income that they needed, or help them save for their retirement and then turn it on and create income and stuff like that. So, you know, it became very rewarding. And I all of a sudden started growing my practice over the years. And we've developed into Madden Wealth Advisors and Your Retirement Radio. And that's where we are now.
Well, when you say over the years, how many years exactly?
So now you're dating me, right?
Well, I kind of have to.
We're talking well over 27 years I've been in this business. So it's been a very rewarding road. It's been a long road, and I don't plan on stopping. I hope, thank the Lord, I hope to do another 27 years. I have my sons that are going to come into the business and become a family business and carry on the Madden name. You know, we're hiring, you know, we have a beautiful staff. We got great people, including yourself, that we work with. And, mm-hmm. you know, we love what we do every day.
Well, and I think that's a testament there, right? If you love what you do every day, you never work a day in your life. And you are passionate about helping individuals with their financial plans and moving forward. You've been doing it for nearly 30 years. Part of that is because you're a numbers guy, right? You like to, you know, do all the fancy math equations, all that stuff that I would rather do anything else but that. But also at the end of the day, you care that the couple or the individual sitting in front of you is able to have the retirement they've always dreamed of. They're able to look at that bucket list and really start seeing these things come down to reality. Like, it is true. You're going to be able to take this cruise you've been planning for the past 20 years, or, you know, take the kids to Disney or what have you. You're able to do all of this. So I want to get back to the passion side of it, because I think there's something to be said about that. It's one thing to do a job and push some paperwork around and have a good day, but it's another to say, I really care. I'm invested in your success. Tell me about that.
Oh, absolutely. Home run, Jess. I mean, you know, if a client's portfolio is not doing well, I mean, not only do they get upset, I get upset. I'm like, yeah, this is not good. We need to change this. We need to make this right. We need to see what else is out there. I had a couple come in the office the other day where I can show them that, you know, all their hard work will pay off, and they can sit at home if they want, and they can still pay their bills, and they can still go on vacation. They can, you know, enjoy their leisure time because of what they've done and what we've done here, Madden Wealth. We've created that plan that gets them from point A to point B. You just see that smile on their face. Their shoulders start to fall down a little bit. They become more relaxed in the office. And then when they actually are in it, and you see them, you know, 2-3 years down the road where we're reviewing it, and they're like, yeah, Kevin, this was the best decision we ever made. I mean, to us, that is the most rewarding thing that we can ask for.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's all about, is seeing others be successful, knowing that you had a little bit of part in that. And let's be honest, when it comes to planning for retirement, 9 times out of 10, folks that come in, they are stressed out, as you mentioned, their shoulders are scrunched up, they're already anticipating a really terrible conversation or a stressful conversation. And when they sit down with you, you make it really easy, first of all. You go literally line by line. You say, look, let's start at the beginning here. We're going to get to everything, but we're going to go at a pace that's comfortable for you, and to make sure that you also understand the plan, because we both want to be on the same page. When I say we both, I mean Kevin and then yourself. As you're listening to the show, you come in and you say, all right, Kevin, so I'm light years ahead on this, so let's skip to this. So whichever side of the coin you're on, he'll go as fast or slow as you want to. But the main idea is that you understand your plan. And, you know, speaking of that, you speak in simple, easy to understand terms. And that's another part that I think is really endearing.
I do get that feedback all the time, Jess, where even in the workshops, I've heard horror stories where guys, they shut the door in the restaurant where you can't get up, you can't leave, and they start putting all these charts up on the screen, and they start talking with all this, all these languages that people don't understand. These people don't want to hear this, and they're paying attention for about maybe 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden you've lost them. So you're absolutely correct. The more the client understands what we've put together and built for them, the easier my job becomes, just because they get it, right? And they get it going forward, when we do the reviews. And we have them come back to our workshops and they sit in the audience and they're like, oh, yeah, that's, remember that, oh, yeah, that's what we have. So again, it just makes my life, our office staff's lives, much easier when they know it. And we do take our time. I mean, I'm sure the people can tell that I'm not a pushy type of salesperson. I'm not here to make a sale and you're on your own. It's all about building that relationship and getting to know me, getting to understand me, just like I want to get to know and understand you, your family, and what you're trying to accomplish. So again, it's an ongoing process. One of the main feedbacks I also get, Jess, is that we don't just shove something, down your throat and say, here, this is it, do this, right? And you'll have this success and, you'll live happily ever after. It's not like that. It's more like, okay, what are you doing and what's good and bad with what you're doing? So people have saved for retirement. They've put money in different buckets, as we call them. And we take those buckets, we analyze those buckets to see if, hey, maybe this bucket will work if we do some tweaking to it. Or, maybe we just have to add a little bit, or maybe we want to get rid of some of that stuff, add some of this stuff. Maybe we want some guarantees in there. Maybe we want half the stuff to be guaranteed. It's all about understanding how these all work together and putting together a plan that's going to work for both you and your family.
You know, Kevin, we were talking earlier about, what's the common question that you get all the time? Of course, that's, how do I not run out of money? Coming in at a close second has got to be, how do I know I've saved enough? Is there a magic number to being able to retire? Am I right?
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Kevin, can I retire?
Can I retire? Have I done enough? Have I reached the magic number? Well, the so-called magic number for retirement savings has swelled to an all-time high. There's a new study that found that Americans estimate they should save $1.46 million for a comfortable retirement. But the problem is, they're worried they're not going to reach that goal. So a few things here, Kev. Do you think that focusing on the number is a mistake for retirement planning? I mean, there's certainly not a one size fits all.
No, there's not. But, the other thing here, Jess, is they're kind of using that number based on that 4% rule or 3% rule or 7% rule or 6% rule. I don't even know where it is anymore, with this day and age. Basically, what they're saying is that you can take 4% of $1.6 million and you should be able to live comfortably in retirement till the day you die. Mm-hmm. Well, again, when we build these plans, Jess, and we introduce some of these other products that are available, that number actually can be lower the earlier you start to create the same income that you're looking for, so you don't need to have the higher number or the higher resource in order to get the same result. You know what I'm getting at?
I gotcha, yeah.
So again, it's all about sitting down and planning out your retirement and figuring out, okay, what's the best way for me to do this? And it is all individually customized, and there is more than one way to go about doing it. So again, looking at all the other avenues, I mean, you can put the money in the market, you can buy dividend paying stocks, you can buy bonds that pay you yields, you can buy structured notes that pay you yields. Right now, there's some great bond rates out there that you can receive the yield every month off of. There's some you know, even CDs right now are paying almost 4 or 5% that you can collect the interest off of. And then you have the market doing very well, so you can invest in the market and, you know, take shares of the sell off shares every month to create that income. You have fixed annuities that are paying great interest rates. You have fixed annuities with income riders that'll pay you that guaranteed income. So if you start looking at all those strategies and putting them all together, or putting some of them together to create the plan for you, you just might realize that, hey, maybe I don't need that $1.6 million to create the same amount of income.
And just getting back to what you said just a moment ago, everybody's situation is different. So while this article is stating that 1.46 is, quote, the magic number, it really depends on the person, the couple, the lifestyle, the wants and needs in retirement. Yeah. Maybe you need less. Maybe you need more. It all kind of depends. So there's no one shoe fits all. There's no, you know, one answer is good for everybody. And again, that's when you have to come in and start talking about and laying out the foundation of your retirement. And folks, that goes from if you're still working, because we're going to talk about things that are still happening in your life. Do you still have a mortgage? Do you still have a car payment? What's going on with your debt? Are you helping your kids financially? I mean, these are all different moving parts that make up your retirement. It's not as easy as, well, I got a 401k, Social Security is probably going to be there, and I have some savings. And I think a lot of people come in with that in their mind, thinking that that's that's the end all be all. But Kevin, when you sit down and you lay out literally, hey, this is my toolbox, let's see what tools fit best for you, a lot of folks are shocked.
So, and just to back up what you're saying, the sooner you start to build this plan, the better the outcome is going to be. So, you know, if you're over 59 and a half, I just sat with a couple the other day in the Center Valley office. She actually is a professor, and she had multiple IRAs and multiple 401ks from other employers. And, you know, she actually took them from her previous employers and rolled them all into her current employer that she's working for now. And I said, hey, have you ever looked into doing what's called an in-service distribution? Because if they want to retire, we want to build a plan, but the money's in the current 401k plan with her current employer. She didn't realize that if you're over 59 and a half, that you can take that money and you could self-manage it now, and you could start building a retirement plan today while you're still working for your current employer, and you can still participate, and you can still add money to your current plan. But now we're able to build a side plan for her, so that when she retires, you know, in 3 years, she's going to be able to flip that switch, and all of a sudden this whole thing's going to work for her, where she's getting guaranteed income from some of the money, and she has dividends and interest being paid from some of the money, and she'll be able to meet her monthly obligations, and she won't have to go back to work. So again, the sooner you start doing that and looking into that, the better the plan, the easier it's going to be going forward.
And again, this is something that you could sit down and speak about with Kevin one-on-one. It costs just a little bit of your time, nothing financially, guys. As much time as it takes to sit there and scroll on your phone or drive to the gym, I mean, you could be having a phone conversation. You could certainly make time to come in and sit down with Kevin one-on-one. I tell you, one of the most annoying things about whether you're buying concert tickets or these days, sometimes even if you do like takeout at a restaurant, is they are tacking on these fees that are absolutely ridiculous. I've seen fees like a to-go fee. I went to a restaurant and got to-go. They charged me a to-go fee. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? And then I just bought concert tickets the other day, and the fees were just about as much as the tickets were. It was outrageous. So you talk about your income, your retirement, and you talk about hidden fees. Well, apparently comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, he is on the same page as I am here. Here's what he has to say.
You know what ain't right? Went to a restaurant last night and I got the bill, and they charged me a COVID fee. And I asked the guy, I go, what's the COVID fee? He goes, yeah, we got to wipe down the menus. Wipe down the menus. You're charging $3 to wipe down your own menus? Before COVID, what? You just brought out the menu with spaghetti sauce on it? Eliminate the COVID fee. And they charged me 3.5% credit card fee because I was using the credit card. It's a bad look. It's a real bad look as a business. Absorb the fee. It's called the cost of doing business. It ain't right.
It ain't right, buddy. I'm
it
with
ain't
you.
Right.
I am with you.
I am too. I mean, you know, why don't they just increase the bill by 3% and not show it. Just raise the prices by 3%.
I mean, they've already done that. I mean, inflation's outrageous, right?
Yeah.
Used to be going out for Mexican was the cheapest meal you could do. Now you might as well go for a steak dinner. Things have changged, that's for sure. But I guess it got me thinking about, you know, 401ks and the different fees that can be in there. And, you know, a lot of us, myself included, have no idea what fees we're paying. But when it comes down to getting down to the nitty gritty, Kevin, there's a lot that you see and you go, it ain't right. You guys shouldn't be paying these fees.
Well, that is part of the planning process, Jess. When we do the analysis on their current holdings, we do a fee report. We look at all the holdings you have. You know, even though, you know, most people, they realize that their broker's charging them a 1.5% fee or a 1.25% fee, there is added fees internally with the holdings that they have. And we break all that down. And believe it or not, once you start breaking all that down, that 1.25, 1.5 starts to look more like 2.5, you know, 1.75. So again, you want to keep the cost low. We try and build these portfolios using very efficient, very low cost, you know, ETFs and stocks and bond portfolios, so that we don't want you paying an exorbitant amount of fees, because again, fees can erode your principal. And fees, I mean, face it, let's face it, Jess, if you're paying somebody, you know, 2-3%, well, that's 2-3% you could have on your money.
Absolutely.
If you own an annuity, you know, I'm not a big fan of the variable annuity that has all those fees associated with it. We break that down and we show you, hey, you know, your money could be invested better here, because, you know, you're still going to get the average rate of return and you're still going to get the ups, and yeah, you'll get the downs, but it'll come back up again. But you won't be paying 4% internally. And, you know, that the insurance company is really the only one making money there. So, again, it is very, very, very important that you keep a control on fees.
Find out more at maddenwealth.com.
Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.